listening to Tuesday Game Wonder.
Today I have something super fun and exciting planned. Avery actually came and I talked with her and I recorded it all, and we talked about a whole bunch of fun stuff that I thought you guys would want to hear. And so I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Okay, so today, like I said, I have Avery on the podcast. And so, Avery, would you like to introduce yourself to new people?
Yeah, so for anyone who's new on the podcast, I'm Avery Jones, and I was a part of the podcast a few, what is it now, weeks or months ago? I don't know.
Was Like two months ago.
Months ago, I left the podcast due to some different reasons, which you'll probably hear about later on in the episode. But yeah, so I was the co-host of a TCK Wonder a few months ago, and it was such a great experience. And I am a TCK living in South Asia, so yeah.
Great intro. Okay, so how are you doing post being away from the podcast?
I'm doing well, yeah. I would say our school, obviously where I'm located, has gone into a strict lockdown, strict lockdown, though we can't leave our house, actually, especially where I live. So it's been very challenging with that, and also our school, which Heather and I attend, is online. So we're just finishing, actually, this week is the last week of school when we're recording, probably not when you guys are listening to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the last week of 7th grade. I'm very happy, but yeah, so it's been online the entire 7th grade year, which has been difficult at times, but I'm still really thankful that I get to learn, and yeah, so that's pretty much how my life has been.
Yeah. So, you guys might remember, I posted this yesterday by the time we're recording this, but, while you guys are listening to this, it's probably, like, a month or two after. Some of you might remember me posting, the You Are Loved, podcast episode.
Yeah.
And it is where I randomly, just out of nowhere, just started talking to this one person in, just randomly that came to my mind, that I don't even know, and I posted that episode. But before I actually posted it, I was telling, Avery about how weird this experience was, and she really helped me, get through my anxiety about posting it, because it is really hard, like, posting something like that. So so I think maybe we'll talk a little bit about that later, but okay, so most of you guys are probably wondering who in the world this lady is talking on our podcast, and probably wondering what she had to do with a TCK Wonder and why she left. And so that is what she's going to be explaining. Go ahead.
Okay, so as I said in the beginning of this episode for today, I'm Avery Jones and I live in South Asia. Me and Heather actually live in the same country in South Asia as TCKs, which you've probably heard about TCKs, or maybe you are one, which is super cool. But welcome to the podcast, you new people, and I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Yeah. But I used to be a part of this podcast. It was an amazing section of my life. I really, really enjoyed collaborating with Heather and so many other different TCKs who had their stories and could share their stories, and just so powerful things like that, It was so much fun to do all of those things, but like you heard from Heather, I did end up leaving a TCK Wonder, at least as a co-host, because, so here are the reasons. So there's actually an episode for this, but I'll just, talk briefly about it. So the first reason was that I didn't feel that the co-host or, the main, podcast was really the place for me. I didn't feel like, I don't really know how to explain it. I just
didn't feel a calling to it.
Feel the calling to be a co-host of a podcast, because I personally, I love podcasts and I love to listen to them. I love to be guest speakers, but I'm just not that type of person, if you know what I mean, that's like good at being in charge of people. And I mean, like, that's not a bad thing, but like, I'm just not, that's just not who I am. So that's one reason why. The other reason is that at the beginning I said that I'm just finishing 7th grade and going into 8th grade, and with all of everything that that consists of, going into 8th grade and everything, it's just, I'm just not a good person that handles stress very well. And yeah, and I know that Heather's going to continue this, and she'll also be in 8th grade, and I really, like, appreciate her for that. She can do, like, so many things at once and, like, not get stressed over it, like, do a podcast, be in 8th grade, get all this homework, do have the drama in her life. Like, yeah, I just don't know how people can survive with that, but, yeah, so I just chose that for that reason. But I feel like a guest, as a guest on this podcast, it would be really good for me, because I love this podcast. TCK Wonder is a huge part of my life. I listen to every single episode that comes out brand new because I am such a fan. I have TCK Wonder merch. I just love listening to podcasts and being a guest and sharing my story. Let's see.
Literally, she gets, like, all the new updates. Like, every time I come out with merch, she's, like, the first person to get it. Every time I have news, she's always the first one to get it. And I just don't, like, even as, like, as she left as co-host, she's still, like, a huge part of what goes into these episodes. And I really appreciate that. So, yeah.
Yeah, actually, the other day I was wearing my TCK Wonder t-shirt, which is really cool. Me and Heather actually designed it together, and I got it for Christmas as a present, and literally I was walking, this is pre-lockdown, I was walking somewhere, I don't remember where, but like someone was like, where'd you get that shirt? And I was like, yes, I got it. It's from my my old podcast, but my favorite podcast, and so it was just really fun.
Yeah.
And I love the podcast in general, too.
By the way, merch has not been released to the public yet, but it will eventually, I promise you.
Yes, and it's super dope, so go buy it when it's out.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. That was very helpful. Yeah. And actually, what you mentioned, being a TCK and being able to relate to the TCKs listening, and so maybe share your TCK experience for those who don't know.
Yeah, of course. So, as I said before, I live in South Asia, same country as Heather, and so I lived in the U.S. for the first 10 years of my life. It was my home, and for the first 10 years of my life, and when I was 10 years old, I moved to South Asia. I'm not going to be specific on the country, just for security reasons, but I moved to this country, and I've lived here for almost 3 years now, which is crazy. It hasn't felt like that long at all, but yeah, now I'm 13 years old, and almost 13 and a half, gotta always add that half. So yeah, and right now, in the middle of lockdown, I know TCKs have all different sorts of stories. Like, I've heard of another podcast, I forgot what it's called, but literally this guy has moved to 16 countries, but I'm not that guy. I have not had that in my life. I just have lived in one other country, and it's very difficult being a TCK sometimes. I mean, I would say, like, it's very hard sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't figure your home is, whether it's for me in the U.S. or here in South Asia, like, where is it? Like, where are my true friends? Where's my heart at? Like, you just struggle with that, but the person you can really hold on to during this is Jesus, and you can talk to him And he, like, he basically was a TCK. So, yeah. Like, yeah, it's just, it can be hard sometimes, but you know that there are people around you who love you and who support you, so.
Yeah. You mentioned different types of TCKs, and that reminded me, I don't know if I've told you this or not, but we are going to start an in-house series, and it's going to be different types of TCKs, and so, one of them being your type of TCK, which is moved at an older age TCK, I don't know really what to call it right now, and so, just maybe, like, sharing, like, those different types of TCK experiences are really important, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what happened with the episode You Are Loved was I was sitting on my bed watching YouTube, just chilling, and then I was about to get up and edit an episode that... Oh, it was Corinne's episode where we talked about goodbyes. I was about to get up and edit that episode when all of a sudden I got this, like, really, really bad headache. And so I leaned over and I kind of held my head for a second and I saw this, like, this is gonna sound super weird, but I kind of saw this, like, quick image, like, not an exact image, not a clear image, but I just saw this, like, idea flashed through my head, and it was a kid crying. I do not remember if it was a little girl or a little boy. That is unclear. I don't even remember what they look like. All I remember is that it was a kid laying on the ground crying. And so, I just started thinking, and then all of a sudden I was like, I need to tell them that they're loved and that they have a purpose. And so I called Avery. She didn't pick up, like, 3 times, because I was like, no, I need to... talk to her, and she didn't pick up, but eventually she called me back, and do you want to tell them what you told me?
Okay, so first of all, sorry for not picking up your call, and I was probably, like, doing school or
trying
to pick up right now, but when I did pick up my phone, my phone was, like, bombarded with texts, and I was like, what happened? Oh, no, and they were, like, all from Heather, and they were, like, I have news, please video call me. And it was like 5 missed calls from Heather. And I was like, man, this must be serious. I gotta pick this up. So I called her back, and then she told me the whole story you guys just heard, and I was shook. Like, I was shook by that, because I told her, I was like, yeah, I know it sounds dumb right now, but, like, I just told her that I honestly have, like, prayed about being talked to by God or had a vision or, like, something to, I don't know, yeah. I've just always thought that would be so cool, I don't know. But, and then, like, as you heard, Heather literally, like, she had a vision that she needed to tell someone that they were loved, and she didn't know who they were, but they listened to the podcast, and they needed to know that they are loved and that they are meant to be on this planet, and that's just amazing. I feel like that is just so powerful, and it's just, like, it's such a good, like, way of seeing that, like, God is actually, like, really here amongst us, and he wants everyone to know that they are loved and meant to be on this earth. So I guess that's what my perspective was with that.
Yeah. And I agree with you. It was, like, so amazing to have that feeling, like, oh, I need to do this. And I obviously had my doubts, like, wait, is this just me thinking I need to do this? Is this just me, like, feeling, like, I don't know, inspirational? I don't know. But but today, actually, I got a message from a girl who listened to the podcast, and this made me so happy. And she said that she was going through some really, really tough times, and that she was going through depression lately and suicidal thoughts. And I was like, oh my gosh, someone listened to it that actually had those thoughts, and it wasn't fake, and God actually wanted me to impact her, or wanted me to help God impact her. That's what it is. And I'm so happy that she told me that, because She said that she burst into tears and, like, it made me burst into tears. And then I called Avery, not called, texted Avery and screenshotted the text. And it was just so happy.
So powerful, yeah. It's crazy.
And, wow. Another thing I was worried about with that episode, was me crying. Like, I was just bawling my eyes out while doing it, and I have no idea why. I just randomly started crying, like, after my headache went away. So, it had nothing to do with the headache. It had nothing to do with, pain or anything. It was just all, like, overwhelming feeling that I needed to do it. And I was so worried that would sound cringe, and, like, I didn't want to, but, yeah.
Yeah, so after she, like, told me about her doubts that, like, how she didn't know, like, what people would think about her crying or whatever, like, there's, like, we don't know how, there are lots of listeners from all around the world, and I don't know, she just, I can understand that, like, you don't want people to hear you crying, and it is kind of cringe to hear yourself crying and edit it over, but, like,
yeah.
I just told her, I was like, Heather, like, the reason, like, it's almost, like, so much more powerful if you're crying, because, like, I know it's not like, okay, I should cry to make this more powerful, it's like, you're really feeling these emotions, and you need to share that with people to make them understand how deep the topic actually is, and if there's anyone out there who really needs it, they should understand how powerful God can be in, telling you that you really are meant to be on this earth. So, that's what I told her, and so she ended up editing it and posting it, which I think was a good, very good decision.
Yes, thank you. So, another person, so Avery helped a ton with this episode and really helping me get through my anxiety about it, but I also had another person that helped a lot. I'm gonna keep him unnamed, and whenever Avery wasn't picking up, I called him, and he told me to wait a day, and that's why I posted it. It was supposed to come out on the 30th. It came out on the 31st, and so that was because he told me to wait. And so when I told Avery that he told me to wait, she agreed completely. And I'm so glad that I waited, because it gave me time to really pray about it and edit and, really get through, like, that anxiety, I guess. And, so thank you. You know who you are. And, yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Avery, for being on the podcast. It's so fun having you on, and I just love chatting with you, and this is like our only excuse these days, so I'm happy for that. Anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, so I would just like to say that I really, really enjoyed, like you said, chatting with you, and I haven't seen you for so long, so it's been good to talk, and I hope the new people out there got to learn a little bit about me and about a little bit more about the history of this podcast, and yeah, so thank you for having me. I hope I get to join you with some other thing that's fun. Hope you guys enjoyed listening.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, go follow our blog and possibly leave a, what is it called? A review on our podcast. Okay, I love you guys. Bye.